Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into some eye-opening stories, starting with a critical look at the world of stalkerware. Our first headline is Hacked, Leaked, Exposed: Why You Should Never Use Stalkerware Apps. Let's get into it.
Thanks for having me. This article from TechCrunch highlights the dangers of using stalkerware apps. These apps, often marketed to suspicious partners, allow remote access to victims' phones. Alarmingly, at least 26 stalkerware companies have been hacked or leaked data since 2017, exposing sensitive user information. The latest breach involves CatWatchful, underscoring the critical need for users to steer clear of such applications.
That's quite unsettling. Can you explain what makes these breaches particularly concerning for users who might be affected?
Certainly. Stalkerware apps like CatWatchful collect extremely personal data, including photos, messages, and location information. When these companies are hacked, this data can be exposed online, compromising user privacy and safety. The article notes that 4 stalkerware companies have been hacked multiple times, highlighting systemic security flaws in this shady industry.
It seems like there's a significant risk for users. What broader implications does this have for privacy and security?
The implications are profound. As these breaches become more common, they highlight the urgent need for stronger regulations and security measures to protect user data. It also raises ethical questions about the legality and morality of such apps, which are often used for malicious purposes.
Moving on, let's delve deeper into the specifics of the CatWatchful breach itself. What happened there?
In another TechCrunch article, we learned that a security flaw in CatWatchful exposed a database of email addresses and plain text passwords. This spyware, masquerading as a child monitoring app, uploaded victims' private data to a dashboard accessible by the app installer. This breach exposed thousands of users, including the app's administrator, raising serious privacy concerns.
That's a massive oversight. How does this incident reflect on the overall security practices of similar apps?
It highlights a lack of robust security protocols in the stalkerware industry. The ease with which these apps can be breached suggests that many companies prioritize profit over user safety, leaving sensitive data vulnerable to exposure.
Let's transition to a different kind of breach involving India's Max Financial. What's the story there?
Max Financial Services recently reported unauthorized access to customer data in its Axis Max Life Insurance unit. While specifics were not disclosed, the company is conducting a detailed investigation with security experts to understand the breach's root cause and implement necessary remedial actions.
How significant is this breach, considering Axis Max Life's position in the market?
Axis Max Life is India's 5th largest insurer, with assets under management of $1.75 trillion. A breach of this scale could undermine customer trust and highlight the need for enhanced cybersecurity measures in financial institutions.
From breaches to shutdowns, let's talk about Amazon's decision to close its Freevee app. Why is this happening?
Amazon announced it will shut down the Freevee app in August, directing users to access Freevee content on Prime Video. This move is part of Amazon's strategy to streamline services and consolidate its content offerings under the Prime Video umbrella. The transition was first hinted at in November 2024, with Amazon assuring no change in content availability for Prime members.
It sounds like a strategic consolidation. How might this affect Amazon's streaming strategy going forward?
By integrating Freevee into Prime Video, Amazon simplifies its streaming portfolio, potentially increasing user engagement and retention. This move could also enhance content discovery and provide a more unified viewing experience for users.
Speaking of growth, let's talk about Lovable's impressive funding round. What's happening there?
Lovable, a rising star in AI, is reportedly raising $150 million at a $2 billion valuation. This funding round led by Accel marks a significant leap for the company, which only recently raised a $15 million pre-Series A round. Lovable's rapid growth reflects its success in the AI startup scene, particularly with its web app building product.
That's a remarkable valuation jump. What does this say about the current state of AI startups in Europe?
it underscores the vibrant AI ecosystem in Europe, where innovative startups like Lovable are attracting significant investment. This trend highlights investor confidence in AI's potential to drive technological advancements and market growth.
From funding to mental health, let's explore David H. Rosmarin's approach to anxiety among founders. What insights did he share?
At TechCrunch Allstage, Dr. David H. Rosmarin emphasized using anxiety as a strategic advantage rather than a liability. His roundtable, Thriving with Anxiety, encourages founders to harness fear and pressure positively. This approach aims to support entrepreneurs facing mental health challenges in the high-pressure startup environment.
That's a refreshing perspective. How might this impact the startup community's approach to mental health?
By reframing anxiety as a potential asset, Dr. Rosmarin's approach could foster a healthier, more resilient startup culture. It encourages open discussions about mental health, reducing stigma, and promoting well-being among entrepreneurs.
Let's transition to Substack's latest updates. What new features are they introducing?
Substack is enhancing its video capabilities with new live streaming features. Creators can now share live video clips on Notes, receive real-time performance notifications, and upload top clips to YouTube Shorts. This update, currently on iOS and soon on Android, aims to expand Substack's reach and engagement by leveraging AI to create highlight clips.
How does this align with Substack's broader strategy to attract content creators?
By expanding video tools, Substack positions itself as a versatile platform for creators beyond just newsletters. These updates enhance content visibility and engagement, making Substack an attractive option for creators seeking to diversify their content offerings.
Now let's discuss ChatGPT's influence on news site referrals. What's the current trend?
According to SimilarWeb, ChatGPT referrals to news sites are increasing, but not enough to offset the decline in search traffic. Since Google's AI Overviews launched, the rate of news searches with no click-throughs has risen from 56% to nearly 69%. This shift challenges traditional SEO strategies as AI-driven news consumption becomes more prevalent.
That's a significant change. What does this mean for news publishers moving forward?
Publishers must adapt to AI's growing role in news delivery by exploring new distribution channels and strategies. This could involve optimizing content for AI platforms or developing innovative ways to engage audiences directly.
Let's turn to Google's Veo 3 and its potential for gaming. What's the buzz around this technology?
Google's Veo 3 is sparking discussions about playable world models in gaming. DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis hinted at this possibility, although no official plans have been announced. Veo 3's advanced video generating capabilities could revolutionize virtual environments, offering immersive experiences in gaming and simulations.
How might this technology transform user experiences in virtual environments?
Veo 3 could enable dynamic, interactive worlds that respond to user actions, enhancing realism and engagement. This innovation could set new standards for virtual reality in gaming, offering more personalized and immersive experiences.
From gaming to legal battles, what's the latest on the NYT and OpenAI court case?
The New York Times has won a court order requiring OpenAI to retain all ChatGPT logs indefinitely, including deleted chats. This decision, despite OpenAI's objections, underscores the legal complexities surrounding data retention and user privacy. The ruling could set a precedent for how AI companies handle user data in legal contexts.
What are the broader implications of this ruling for AI companies and user privacy?
This case highlights the tension between legal requirements and privacy norms in AI. Companies may need to reassess their data policies to comply with legal demands while maintaining user trust. The ruling could influence future legal standards for data retention in the AI industry.
Let's shift to X's new AI-written community notes. What are the potential risks here?
X plans to use AI to write community notes, but this move comes with risks. While AI could enhance fact-checking efficiency, it may also undermine trust if errors occur. X acknowledges these risks, emphasizing the need for human oversight to ensure accuracy and reliability in fact-checking.
How might this affect user trust in X's fact-checking system?
If AI-generated notes are inaccurate, user trust could erode, compromising the system's credibility. Balancing AI efficiency with human oversight is crucial to maintaining user confidence in X's fact-checking efforts.
From AI errors to subtitle blunders, what's happening with Crunchyroll's latest series?
Crunchyroll faced backlash for using ChatGPT-generated subtitles in its new anime series, leading to numerous errors. Despite previously stating it wouldn't use AI for production, the poor quality of these subtitles highlights the challenges of relying on AI without proper oversight and editing.
What lessons can other companies learn from this incident?
This underscores the importance of quality control and human oversight when integrating AI into content production. Companies should ensure AI outputs are thoroughly reviewed to maintain content quality and avoid damaging their reputation.
Turning to cloud computing, what's the latest on OpenAI's deal with Oracle?
OpenAI plans to rent an additional 0.5 gigawatts of data center capacity from Oracle, expanding their existing partnership. This significant investment reflects OpenAI's growing computational needs and underscores Oracle's role as a key cloud provider in AI development.
How does this partnership benefit both companies?
For OpenAI, it ensures access to substantial computational resources, crucial for AI advancements. For Oracle, it strengthens its position in the competitive cloud market, showcasing its capability to support large-scale AI projects.
Let's discuss Microsoft's latest workforce changes. What's the impact of these layoffs?
Microsoft plans to cut 9,000 jobs, primarily affecting its sales organization, Xbox Gaming Unit, and Azure Cloud Unit. This decision, following a previous round of layoffs, reflects Microsoft's efforts to streamline operations and adapt to market dynamics.
What does this mean for Microsoft's future strategy?
By reducing its workforce, Microsoft aims to increase efficiency and focus on strategic priorities. However, these cuts could impact employee morale and customer relations, challenging Microsoft's ability to maintain its market position.
Finally, let's explore Meta's pursuit of superintelligence. Why is this controversial?
Meta's focus on superintelligence raises questions about its strategic direction and ethical implications. Critics argue that pursuing such advanced AI systems may be misguided, given the potential risks and Meta's current market position. The company must carefully consider the societal impact and feasibility of developing superintelligence.
What should Meta consider as it moves forward with this initiative?
Meta should evaluate the ethical and practical challenges of superintelligence, ensuring responsible development. Balancing innovation with caution will be key to avoiding potential pitfalls and aligning its AI strategy with broader societal goals.
That's all for today's episode. We've covered a lot of ground, from stalkerware breaches to AI innovations and industry shifts. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time. Until then, keep exploring the pulse of technology.